Hashtag food additives podcast script. Intro music upbeat and modern fades into background. Host. Hello and welcome to the GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's in almost every aisle of the supermarket, but often misunderstood. Food additives. For your OCR exam, this isn't just about knowing what they are. It's about understanding why they're used and being able to analyze their role. Examiners are looking for precise scientific answers, and that's exactly what we'll be covering today. We'll break down the main types, give you the key examples you need to memorize, run through common exam mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure it all sticks. Ready? Let's get started. Transition sound effect. Host. So, what exactly is a food additive? The official definition is any substance added to food to maintain or improve its safety, freshness, taste, texture, or appearance. For your exam, you need to know the four main functional groups. Let's start with the big one, preservatives. Their job is to inhibit or stop the growth of microorganisms like bacteria, mold, and yeasts. This extends the shelf life of a product and prevents food poisoning. Think of the use-by date on a packet of ham. That's thanks to preservatives. A classic natural preservative is salt, used for centuries to cure meat. For an artificial example, remember sodium benzoate, which has the E number E211. You'll find it in many soft drinks. Next up, we have antioxidants. Now, this is where candidates often get confused. While preservatives stop microbial spoilage, antioxidants stop chemical spoilage. They prevent fats and oils from going rancid, that's called oxidation, and stop fresh fruit and vegetables from browning. A key natural example is ascorbic acid, which is just vitamin C. Its E number is E300. An artificial one to remember is BHA, or butylated hydroxyanisole, E320, often found in processed snacks to keep the fats fresh. Our third group is emulsifiers. Have you ever tried mixing oil and water? They separate, right? Emulsifiers are clever molecules that allow them to mix, creating a stable mixture called an emulsion. They have a water-loving or hydrophilic end and an oil-loving or hydrophobic end. This is crucial for products like mayonnaise or salad dressings. The most common natural emulsifier is lecithin E322, found in egg yolks and soybeans. And finally, we have stabilizers. These give food a firm, consistent texture and stop ingredients from separating. They work by forming a gel network that traps water. Think of how jam sets, that's a stabilizer at work. A brilliant natural example is pectin, which comes from fruits like apples. An artificial example is xanthan gum E415, used to thicken sauces and gluten-free products. So, to recap, preservatives stop bugs, antioxidants stop chemical reactions, emulsifiers mix oil and water, and stabilizers set the texture. Transition sound effect. Host. Now, for the really important bit, how to get top marks in the exam. First, avoid vague language. Don't just say an additive improves the food. Use the precise verbs we've just discussed, inhibit, emulsify, stabilize. Credit is always given for this specific terminology. Second, a very common mistake is confusing the function of preservatives and antioxidants. Remember, preservatives fight microbes, antioxidants fight oxygen. It's a simple distinction, but one that many candidates get wrong, so make sure you have it clear. Third, don't assume all additives are bad or unnatural. Examiners want you to know that many, like pectin and lecithin, are derived from natural sources. In an evaluation question, this shows a balanced understanding. For those higher mark discuss questions, structure your answer by weighing the technological benefit, like longer shelf life and food safety, against potential consumer health concerns, like links to allergies or hyperactivity. This shows top-level analysis. Transition sound effect. Host. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Let's go! 1. Which additive type prevents fats from going rancid? Pause. Answer. Antioxidants. 2. What is the function of an emulsifier? Pause. Answer. To mix two immiscible liquids like oil and water. 3. Name a natural preservative. Pause. Answer. Salt or vinegar. 4. Lecithin, found in egg yolk, is an example of which type of additive?
Pause.
Answer. An emulsifier. 5. What E number is ascorbic acid or vitamin C?
Pause.
Answer. E
300. How did you do? If you got all five, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. Transition sound effect. Host. And that brings us to the end of our guide on food additives. We've defined what they are, broken down the four key types with examples, shared some top exam tips, and tested your knowledge. Remember, for the OCR exam, precision is everything. Link the additive to its specific function and use the correct scientific terms. Thanks for listening. Check out the full written guide for more worked examples and practice questions. Keep up the great work with your revision. Outro music fades in and plays to end.